This goes to Amanda Bennett, B-E-N-N-E-T-T, and like November, P like practice, fax 989-584-0307. Regarding Sharon Roberts, R-O-B-E-R-T-S, date of birth August 22nd of 1943. Dear Amanda, this is a follow-up visit for Mrs. Roberts with stage 3B to 4 chronic kidney disease, diabetic nephropathy, and hypertension. Her last visit was December 2nd of 2025. Her weight is stable, no hospitalizations since her previous visit. She has had problems with double vision and has seen an ophthalmologist who told her there's really nothing they can do to correct this. No glasses will help, no procedures. She also has been having some intermittent squeezing and chest tightness when she sits at rest in her chest, but she has not been evaluated for this. She's not sure if she has a cardiologist, but she had had some cardiac testing within the last 3 years through the My Michigan system in Elma. And that was reportedly negative at that time. But it sounds like she may need a follow-up visit and recheck by cardiology and or also possibly pulmonology. Currently, no cough, wheezing, or sputum production, no nausea, vomiting, dysphagia, diarrhea, blood, or melena. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood. She does have chronic edema of the lower extremities that is stable. And she, her worst complaints are chronic low back pain, pain in her feet, knees, hips, neck at times. She's not using any oral non-steroidal anti-inflammatory medications for the pain. Medications, I want to highlight gabapentin, 300 milligram twice a day. Theophylline is 300 milligram twice a day. Metoprolol, 50 milligram daily. Amlodipine, 10 milligram daily. Low-dose aspirin daily. Farxiga, 10 milligram daily. And B like boy, R, E, Z like zebra, T like Tom, R, I, inhaler. Two inhalations twice a day. Well, she's not sure if that's helping her breathing, and she feels that most of the medicine is going in her mouth but not down into her lungs, as it should. Physical exam, weight 151 pounds. Pulse is 68 and regular. Blood pressure 146 over 84. Neck is supple without jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen obese without ascites and trace of ankle edema and non-pitting edema of the lower extremities and ankles bilaterally. Labs, most recent lab studies were done June 3rd, 2026. Creatinine is 1.84, which is stable. Calcium is 9.0. Sodium, 138. Potassium is 5.0. Carbon dioxide, 23. Albumin, 4.4. Phosphorus is 3.8. Estimated GFR, 27. Hemoglobin is 12.4. Normal platelets and white count slightly elevated at 11.72. Assessment and plan, 1, chronic kidney disease, stage 4, with fluctuating creatinine levels. I've asked the patient to continue getting labs every 1 to 3 months for us. 2, hypertension, slightly higher than goal today. 3, diabetic nephropathy, stable. She will also have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.